the next one, Hedwan Shachar. Remember, the next one after that is Higi Azman Balonisu. That probably Sunday or so, I'll give you added makoros for the definition of chuppah. Again, that we've done a lot of the work on anyway, as part of our hakdama. But you know, we're familiar with Shitas Rambam. We'll discuss that much more fully because that comes up. Part of it comes up in Pirsa Nida in the sugya of Higi Azman Velonisu. So that's probably the topic after Higi Azman will be that issue, the issue of chuppah, and then we'll just discuss some of the other definitions, the Rambam and the Ran. We already saw a little bit in the Iri. Shulchan Aruch will discuss a little bit. And then after that, Tanai Ba'ones, which is based on base to Gimel and Aleph, and then Afkinu, and then the topics that come up. Every just happens to be, we'll have to go a little bit more quickly and a little bit less comprehensively, just because these topics are so massive, which is a good thing, but you know, we also want to make sure that there's a kind of a balance in terms of, you know, getting through a certain amount of them. So the issue that we were discussing last time was the question of the Takanas HaMishnah, Takanas Yom Dalet. What we've seen so far is that the Mishnah has this, I just noted that it's a little bit strange to start the Masechta this way, maybe, Yom HaNesuin. We had already discussed previously the contrast to the beginning of the Masechet Kiddushin and the question of Kinyan and so on. I should also add, by the way, that you know the first Tosus in the Masechta, right, says Besula. Again, another linguistic point. Hodelo Ketani HaBesula. Right, Kediktani HaIsha Niknes and HaYavama. So again, just interesting to note that the Tosus's explanation, which is a technical one, Vishim Dehosam HaKrokoi Ki Yikach Ish Isha HaIsha HaKsuva V'chein HaYavama Aval HaChalo Koi Akra. So again, that's a technical point, but it again highlights what we've been saying all along, which is there's a parsha about Yavama and there's a parsha about you know, Kiddushin. There's no clear parsha about Nesua. So you can't, like, oh, the woman we're talking about in that pasuk, which pasuk? You know, again, we have through oblique references, but you know, where's the parsha of Nesua? Anyways, so when the Torah Shebichsav does start with Ksuva, Masechta Ksuvos, it starts with the wedding date, and you just wonder, you know, okay, we discussed what it should have started with. It has to start with something, and that's fine. Or is the wedding date itself really a good place to start? Because maybe again, it symbolizes something, and that's partly what we're discussing. So that's a question to keep in the back of your mind. A more basic question is the question that Tosus asks in the end of the long Tosus, and that is, what, this whole wedding date is for the sake of chashash znus, right? Isn't that generally considered to be a davar shelo shchiyach? And we had Tosus giving the answer, two answers. Number one, maybe it's only lo shchiyach if we're talking about convicting with hasra and so on. Okay, it's a technical answer. Inami shelo yeshu kol yameyem, right, be'iser. Again, how do we, is that second answer more, again, it explains the problem. Maybe there's a little bit more to it, or maybe on the basis of that, one could say a little more about it. So that's point, I guess, number two. What I was saying was, even if you aren't concerned about the chashash, znus, rachok aspect of it, is this really the way or the reason to pick a wedding date, you know, to preclude the possibility of znus? It just seems a little peculiar. The answer might be yes, because why not? Every day is equal, all things being equal. So I might as well pick a date, which also has some additional toelis. Obviously, what I'm trying to get at is that maybe all of these things can come together and there could be some kiyum in the wedding date, even though it seems very, very negative. And that is connected with the bigger problem. These are the peripheral problems. The bigger problem, which of course is, the whole date seems to be you know, contingent upon there being a real chashash iser, and svek sveka seems to determine that there is no real chashash iser. After all, the Gemara in Tesamin Aleph says that even in the context of shavi nafsha chaticha di isura, right, if it's svek sveka, basically you ignore it, only if it's safek echa. And that's why Tosus came to the conclusion that, you know, whatever the percentages are, that we made this takana for the minority of cases, right, for Bas Kohen and for Pchusa Mibas Gimel. You know, that doesn't seem to work well with Rashi. which is the problem. Rashi adds this whole other issue of Beis Din. The problem with Tosfos is we don't see any real role for Beis Din unless it's just, you know, one of Chizuk. In other words, the Bezin's going to pat you on the back and say, yes, you should check this out, or you should, you know, follow the halacha. But according to Tosfos' understanding, there's really no din in Beis Din. That's a chisaron in Tosfos' interpretation, in addition to the other chisaron, that it's a 17% of the population takana. Okay. For Rashi, Rashi's trying to address that by making it apply to all women and trying to create a toeles in terms of this. The question is, does Rashi run... into problems with the regular or general din of Svek Sveka. Okay. So then we talked about the two suggestions of the Be'iri, either connecting it to Ksuba or connecting it to a situation where her Hakkasha somehow changes the balance of Svek Sveka. That itself is interesting. Gabe mentioned to me that the Rajba in a Tshuva, do you have the number? Okay, whatever. So he basically combines, just like Tosfos has a suggestion for Rashi to combine, that Rashi has, it's the Chashash Rachok, combined with the 17%, Bas Kohen and Chusa Mibas Gimel Shanim, so that you have kind of a dual or two level. Takana. Similarly, the Rajba basically has a combination of these ideas. That it's basically a takana for the, Bas Kohen and Pusam Bas Gimel Shonim Yom Echad, right? But because also it's going to help in terms of Hefsid Ksuva, right? And the other cases. And that's a combination of the Meiri and what Tosfos says, which is an interesting idea. Again, it puts Ksuva a little bit, central. Not as central as the Meiri's suggest, that day in the Meiri that says that the whole Takana is based on Ksuba, but that also seems to run into problems with the Gemara and Daf Tesla Medeis. But according to the Rajba, it wouldn't run into problem Tesla Medeis, because Tesla Medeis is only telling us that the Ksuba alone, right, would not be the reason. But the idea that, you wouldn't have had this 20% or 17% or 15% Takana, or Takana for 15% of the population, if it weren't also for the fact that it accomplished something else, so it's a combination takana. That's an interesting perspective. But either way, we're back to difficulties with Rashi. We also would like to understand the machlokas between that Deya and the Meiri, which is rejected by the Meiri in the end on Daf Tes, because how could Hakkasha be worse than Shtika? Whereas the Rajba rejects it for more psychological reasons. He says, she doesn't want to admit that she underwent this terrible experience. And, consequently, we dismiss what she is saying. So the Rajba's note comment, is more of a technical one. The discussion in the Meiri, right, emerges as something quite interesting. That's what happens if there is a Svek Sveka, right, which would be a benefit to one of the parties, but their own taina undermines the effect of the Svek Sveka, and I want to get back to that in just a second. Either way, to explain Rashi, I suggested that maybe we need to look at Rashi and this issue of Svek Sveka against a broader canvas of Svek Sveka and Hachra'os in general. And that is because we don't know exactly what Svek Sveka is based on. We have numerous Gemaras that say that Svek Sveka is mutter, including the Gemara in Daf Tesam and Aleph and Ksuvas. But the Gemara never says that there's a makor for that. Contrary to the treatment of Chazaka and Rov in the first parak of Chulin. And we suggested that in itself could be explained in various ways, right? Either the idea of Safek Lechumra is a chiddush vein lechabol lechidusho, which I think is what the Rif is saying. I really think that's what the Rambam mostly believes as well. In which case, you don't need a makar because it's vein lechabol lechidusho, right? The chiddush is in the other direction. Or, as we discussed, the Shev Shmaitz's suggestion for the Rambam that if you hold Sveka d'oraisa lechumra is a din drabanan, it's based on another principle, Sveka drabanan lekula. I mentioned that the Ra'ah mostly holds that way in Taurus Abayis, I'll just read you the language very quickly. It says, in Shar, Beis Ravi, Shar Sheni. That's his explanation of why it is that Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarodes, according to the Ri, is not considered a proper Svek Sveka. By that we mean, we'll have to discuss this anyway, just in a couple of minutes. Let's just go to the Gemara in Beitza for a second. What does the Gemara tell us in Beitza? Nathaniel, did you get a chance?
Yeah.
What is the Gemara talking about there, and what does it say? Davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batel. What's the case?
Where you have
so you have, let's say, a nolad or a muktza or something like that, or safek muktza, right? And the possibility that, so that's a safek, that's called safek echad begufo, basically, in the language of Rishonim, because a safek is inherent to the status of the object itself. Or let's say you have a safek trefa, that would be another example the Gemara talks about, right? You have a safek trefa, and the problem is it gets mixed into something. We're not sure what the Gemara is talking about. Is that the case of the Gemara or not? That's the question of Girsos. But that's what the Gemara seems to be talking about. Right, Kol Sveka up here. Gemara says, here. Usveka Asura, Vim Nisarba Be'elef, Kulon Asuras. So the Gemara says, Bisham the Rabba, Mishum Achana, if it's Achana the Rabba, the Sveka the Raisa, the Kol Sveka the Raisa, the Chol. El Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzhak, Tamar, Mishum Gzeira, Sveka Rabbanan, the Kol Sveka Rabbanan, the Kula. And the Gemara says, no, Asan the Trefa. Right? But the case is, seems to be one where you have two problems. One is we're not sure about the object, and the other is that it's mixed in. Or no, maybe it's a case of a Vadai Trefa, that's what Tana was saying, right? And it was Nisarev Ba'elef. And then the Gemara says, so what's the problem? The Gemara says, Have a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, V'chol Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Afilu Ba'elef Lo Batel. Eliyom Rasafik Trefa, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, V'tibato Beruba. And so on. That's the language of the discussion of the Gemara. Okay. So basically, the Rishonim are all bothered. This is what Tosis here talks about. Tema. Im Kain, Oser Svek Sveka. Now, if you take the situation that we're talking about, a Safek Nolad or a Safek Trefa, which then was Nisarev, so that should be a Svek Sveka, and that should be Mutar. Right? That's the question. That's why the Rishonim go on to discuss. The Girsa is right, the Girsa is wrong. But this is where the Ri came up with his famous notion that the reason that it's not considered a Svek Sveka Mutar is because it's Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarobas. Meaning, one Safek about the status of the object itself, the Trefa, or the Nolad, and the other is the Safek that is created by being mixed in with other things, that's Safek Betarobas. And for some reason, Safek Echad Beguf and Safek Echad Betarobas is not Lekula. Now the question is why? So the Rajba in Beitza and in Torah Abayas and again in Mishmeres Abayas on Torah Abayas, responding to the Derek Abayas, which is the Ra, always explains that the problem of the Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarobes is that somehow we resolve, instead of looking at these two Svekos together, this is actually very critical to understanding Svek Sveka, instead of saying it's Svek Sveka, right, if we're dealing not with Svek Sveka, but with two Svekos, right, two separate Svekos, Safek and a Safek, so we resolve each one separately. Why should we look at them together? That's the basic idea. I don't want to prejudice too much. Mostly I'm going to leave this for Daf Tesamid Aleph. That's the idea. Right, Svek Sveka is only if we look at them as a unit. So if you have suffix, two suffix in Taroves, for example, that's a Svek Sveka. But suffix echad beguf, suffix echad beguf. Now again, is it a question of timing, or is it a question of the nature, the different nature of the Svekos? I mean, the quality of the Svekos don't mix together. Those are already big machloksim between Rishonim and the Poskim. Very interesting things. Part of the problem of suffix echad beguf, suffix echad Taroves, I should add, and that's what we'll talk about in Daftes, is the Gemara in Daftes. Right? Because what does the Gemara say in Daftes? Yonatan? Safek Tachtov, Safek Ein Tachtov, Safek Ona, Safek Ratzon. That's not Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarobes. Right? I'm sorry, that's not Shtei Taruvios. So what you have to somehow try to explain, right, is that that case really is suffik. Not suffik echad b'guf, suffik echad b'guf. It's not two. So this is what the Rajba tries to explain is, oh, because we have to look at these questions at the same time. So is it the quality of the questions? Is it the timing of the question? Whatever it is, it needs to be defined better. But the chiddush of the Ra'ah says, no, you're all misunderstanding what the Ri said. The Ri said that safek echad b'guf, safek echad b'tarobas is not a svek sveka, because typically, when you have safek echad b'guf, safek echad b'tarobas, the safek echad b'tarobas is usually, right, not a safek d'oraisa. It's usually a hachra l'kula d'oraisa. Pir shachakam the tamad rabenu mishum the betray sveki the taroves ikav bekol chada vechada betray sveki the bekol chada ikalamemar lo zui shenafu l'ribo rishon beno nachon shein zaatz shein zatamo shorabenu al tamad rabenu de lo amri svek svek a shari b'daraisa lahechad the besafik rishon shari b'daraisa el midrabana nasir kigon had the taroves hilkach havli safek sheni safek drabanan and safek drabanan is the kula. Of kolhecha the besafik rishon mitzar midaraisa safek sheni aser. Here he says midrabanan. In the continuation, he seems to drop the drabanan. Is it midaraisa or drabanan? The lachashiv elachad sveka. He has a terrific line where he says mishum the safek rishon iser torah shaharei ala svekos mevi'in chatas. The kivin shekain asur besafek sheni the lachashiv elachad safek. And therefore, lo mikri svek sveka, velo sharinan le midin svek sveka. Okay, the reason that's such a terrific line is basically, are two things. The Ra'ah is basically saying that, you know, a chalos, safek daraisa, is a chalos. Or safek daraisa is a chalos. Now, it's also interesting that he says you bring chatos for it. What chatos do you bring for a safek? I would have thought that he wouldn't have said chatos, but he would have said asha. Right, because Hashem Talui. So if you ask me, it's very interesting. I don't know if anybody else makes this diyuk. Is there any chatos misafek? Tamar? There is a chatos ofa bal asafek, right? Anyways, this is not our topic right now, but the question is there? Okay. I thought we discussed this once. So Reb Chaim has a piece in the Chibur where he tries to distinguish, he tries to draw a distinction between Chatas Ha'of HaBa'al HaSafek and Hashem Talui, even though they seem very similar. They're very parallel. They're both cases where you actually bring a karban in the context of Safek. The question is, why you bring it? In Hashem Talui, one could make the case that part of the reason that you bring it is because you allowed yourself to be, right? There's almost like an Avera. Some of the Mepharshim say, Sfarno and others, and you know, Mepharshim al-Atar and the Torah say this. Rabbanda kind of flirts with it a little bit. You know, the fact that you allowed yourself to get into a situation of safek, you know, that you're guilty, you're culpable of that. You should bring a korban for that. Even though, you know, if we find out, you know, before you bring the korban, you know, that you were, you know, actually in violation, you'll bring a real chatas. If we find out that you actually didn't violate anything, you won't bring even an Hashem Talui. Right. So as much as that's true, right, you have to kind of formulate it in a very precise way. But Chatas Ha'ofa Bala Safek, Reb Chaim understands, is like a real Chalos Safek. Right. The Safek is a Chalos. In other words, Safek isn't just the possibility that maybe you did something wrong. It's an Issa B'Safek. We talked about it a little bit, again, the pre-Pesach year last year, and so on. So I think it's very fascinating that the Ra'ah, when he wants to prove that, you know, that a Safek is a Chalos, because he wants to say you can even have a Svek Sveka, that's Asur. Again, only B'Drabanan, like he first says, or as he continues, it sounds like he thinks more than that. You know, Lo Mikri Svek Sveka. It's a Safek of a Safek, but that's not a Svek Sveka. So it's interesting that he's emphasizing, based on Chatas Ha'of HaBa'al HaSafek, that a safek isn't only the possibility, you know, that you're in violation. It's there's something called an aveira misafek, or a safek aveira, I would call it, actually. I always like to make that distinction, right? There's aveir misafek, and there's a safek aveir. Okay. We could argue about which one captures which idea. That doesn't matter. I don't care about the linguistic side. But you understand what I'm saying. So I think the ra'ah here is very, very important. But this is the idea of the ra'ah. And that's what he explains. He says, when you really have he says that's the pshat in the Gemara in Ksuvis. He said, safek akal beguf, safek akal betarovis only means that one of the stakos is really a safek drabana. Right? And he says, oh, that's exactly what's going on in Daf Tesam and Aleph too. Because in his opinion, tachtav, lo tachtav, the chazaka, of her being, a basula, and not a navaria, and all that, kicks in. So it's really only partly a safek drabanan. And the Rajban, Shmeres Habayis, responding to that, goes ballistic a little bit. There's no chazaka here. Oh, the Bali Tosis asks these questions, but so it's a very good exchange. We'll believe the suffix tachtov and onus and ratzon parts for daf tesam and aleph. But this is the view of the ra'ah. The general idea here is that even svek sveka is a suffix of a suffix, and a suffix isn't just a suffix. A suffix is a kalos, and svek sveka is sveka drabana l'kul. Okay. The third possibility, as we say, is that it's based on rove, even though it's a composite rove. By the way, the question of how you build a composite rove may be related to the problem of safek echa beguf, safek echa betarobes, and that's how compatible are the pieces that create the composite, or the timing of those pieces. There might also be a formal aspect to a composite rove, not just a metzius one, although I think that's not so obvious. But that's people base that on logic, and they base this on the language of the Tshuva Sarajba, which I'll discuss in just a minute, where the Rajba says, Logora mi rov. And then finally, the last option that we discussed, which is that Svek Sveka is simply not a Safek, okay. Which is different than saying, Safek Doraisa Lechumra in the Chabal Lechidusha. That's not exactly the same thing. What I mean now is that there's no real Leidus HaSafek. Now that's not the same as saying that we know definitively that nothing took place or no problem exists. It means that the Torah itself deals with the world and assesses whether or not formally and legally we consider certain issues to be of consequence, even certain stakos to be of consequence or not. Now that lashon, the idea that svek sveka is nothing, that there's no leidus hasafek, that's a lashon that we find numerous times in the Rajba. In the Rajba there in Beitza, by the way, and again in Torah Sabayis. I'll read you the language in Torah Sabayis, also Beis Revi Shar Sheni, in the continuation of that discussion. Second. What do I have it here? Okay. The Rajba here is trying to discuss is something which flows again from that sugya in Beitza, right? Which is there are two problems in Beitza. Number one is safek. If it's svek sveka, how could it be asur? That's where you get to the whole discussion of safek echa beguf, safek echa betarobes. The second issue in the Gemara there is davar sheyesh lo matir. Right? The Gemara says that if it's nisarev, then it's davar sheyesh lo matirin and afilu be'elef lo batel. And the question is, let's say it's not just rov. What about the fact that it's a svek sveka? Is svek sveka l'chumra when it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Right? Now what is davar sheyesh lo matirin? Again, just Yaakov, what's davar sheyesh lo matirin?
Something which will become what they're after.
Something which if you wait it out, will become, what's the case there? Which is either a nolad or a hachana deraba or a mux or whatever the problem is, all you have to do is wait till to motzoi Shabbos or motzoi Yom Tov. So mitoch, Rashi says mitoch sheochlanu beheter beiser tochlanu beheter. The Ran of the Dorim has a different pshat. That's not for them. Okay. So it's very logical when the Gemara says when you have a filu be'elef, lo batel in the case of rov, because davar sheyesh lo matirin, we totally understand We totally understand why that is. The question is, what is the status of Dovrei Sheish L'Matirin with regard to other Dinei Hakara? So what's the status with regard to, just very quickly, I'm not going to discuss at length Dovrei Sheish L'Matirin now, but Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula. What's the deal with Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula if it's Dovrei Sheish L'Matirin?
So the scan of the Gemara is that actually it would apply.
Exactly. So the Gemara in the Habamina, there in Beitza, on that Gemara, seem to say that Dovrei Sheish L'Matirin doesn't apply, applies to Rov, but it doesn't apply to Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula. Right? And then in Maskana, Rav Ashi says, no, what are you talking about? Remember we said it's Dovrei Sheish L'Matirin? That applies to Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula too. And then Zemachokas in the Mepharshim there in Beitza, Navdala Rav Aleph, you know, what is the maskana throughout Shas? And Dovrei Sheish L'Matirin, Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula. What do you think, Yaakov? Makes sense like Rav Ashi or like the Havamina?
Depends what you see.
As?
Depends what you see the idea of Dovrei Sheish L'Matirin as meaning.
Okay. Either it depends on how you understand Dovrei Sheish L'Matirin or how you understand the Hakara of Safik D'Rabbana L'Kula. So for example, let's take Safik D'Rabbana L'Kula for a moment, because I'm just building up to Sveika for a second. What would you say? What can you say about Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula? Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula is a kind of a strange thing, right? Because in the real world, again, you know, in terms of the Safik, mathematically, probability-wise, right, nothing, the fact that it's D'Rabbana doesn't help you. Right, it's the same 50-50 or whatever suffix hashakol. In other words, we can understand why rov works, right? We can understand even why, you know, for various, we were discussing why svek works. We can understand why chazaka works. These are all things that predispose us to a certain, explanation or reconstruction of what happened, so that we have a certain measure of confidence. Now, how much confidence is it? Confidence is in vaday, unless we're shown otherwise. That's all the nuances, right? And that's what we're trying to show. Different hachros, different mevarim, different things work in different ways. That's what's so fascinating about the halachic system, right? But Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula, right, it just so happens that the topic is D'Rabbana. The stakes are D'Rabbana. The stakes being D'Rabbana don't affect ki huzeh, the likelihood of reconstructing, right, L'Kula or L'Chumra. Right. So that's what's strange about Sveika D'Rabbana. That's the problem with Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula. On the other hand, there's a tremendous upside in Sveika D'Rabbana L'Kula if you take a certain approach, and that is, what's the upside? What do you think? Yosef? What's the upside? Meaning, on the other hand, there's something that springs to mind that'll explain the whole thing really easily if you buy into
less downside.
The Rabbanan can define any way they like?
What's that?
The Rabbanan can define their own way.
Rabbanan can construct things the way that they want, right? So we had this again a little bit last year when I talked before Pesach. Even on a Doraisa level, this is what did the Rabbanu Shel Olam construct in Isur? Did he say only Vada Isurim are Asur, or did he say even Safek Isurim are Asur? We're talking a little bit about Chaim and the Ra'ah and all that today. Did he say that there's a Chalos Safek Isur, or is everything just Isur Misafek? Right? That's hard to read the Rabbanu Shel Olam's mind. That's what we're trying to do all the time. Right? That's what Talmud Torah is. Not the presumption that we can, but the effort that we try, and that's Avodas Hashem. The Rabbanan, right, created these institutions, the Rabbanans. So it could be, Kahai Gavna Tiknu. Meaning they said, we're only imposing this, or generally said, we're only imposing this particular Takana, right, when there's not a Safek. And in fact, this is suggested by certain Rishonos in the Gemara. It certainly was suggested by certain Rishonim. It's also rejected by some Rishonim. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos has a suggestion. The Rambam, as says that anybody who violates a Drabbanan violates Lo Sasur Min HaTorah. Right? The Ramban says, but if that's really true, then every Safek D'Rabbanan should really be a Safek D'Oraisa, and you should say L'Chumra. Because every Safek D'Rabbanan is a Safek L'Sasur. That's the Ramban's famous question. Okay? So the Ramban says, unless maybe what you could say is that Inochanami, but the Chachamim were only Metakein the Vadai. And when there's Safek, they Vadai weren't Metaken. So then you could say, in Okanami, when you violate a Drabbanon, you're violating all Sansa, but you never violate a Drabbanon, Gamakum Safek. That's what the Ramban suggests in Sefer Mitzvah. And then he says, no, I don't think that's how Safek Drabbanon Lekula works. Okay? And the Chidush Aran in Sanhedrin, on the Sugya of Lo Sasur, doesn't quote the Ramban, but pretty much has the same shock with the Tarya. If you look at the Maria Buav in on the Sugya in Beitza, Dal Rabban Aleph, he says, yeah, that's exactly what's going on with the Dovr Sheish Lamatirin issue. Meaning, the Gemara originally thought that Dovr Sheish Lamatirin doesn't apply to Sveika Drabanan Lekula. Why? Because they thought that, you know, if it's Sapek Drabanan, then Vadai, it's Mutar. Because Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu, the din of Sveika Drabanan Lekula is based on the nature of the Takana. By the way, this nature of the Takana idea can also work in two ways. There are certain Drabanans that were created only B'makom Sapek. That's what we talked about before Pesach last year that I keep referring to, namely the Ravid's idea, that Bedikas Chametz doesn't have Sveika Lekula because it's Nitken Ala Safek. If you remember, David Bonfield discusses what about Svek Sveika. Or, for example, some people explain Demai that way, right? That Demai isn't really a Safek, a real Safek, because Rov Aniyim, Rov rather, Amei Aretz, Ma'asrim, nonetheless. But it's less than a real Safek. But some people explain that because it's less than a real Safek and still they were Metakein, so basically they were the Metakein and Din Vadai of Demai ala Safek. Right? That's why Demai both has Kulas and Chomras. Because it's less of a real Safek, but it might be that it's a Vadai Chiyuv Drabanan, the Mokom that there's any Safek. The Rabbanon didn't have to also, you know, be metakin every Drabbanon in the same way. Okay. Anyway, this is the discussion, this is the problem, this is the issue. That's how Maria Buav explains the two days in the Gemara about Dovr Sheish L'Matirin. Okay. If you hold like the Ran in the Darim happens to think that Dovr Sheish L'Matirin is about to, that every Dovr Sheish L'Matirin is like min bimino, and it's not bata. If you hold like that, you could say, oh no, they're really discussing the nature of Dovr Sheish L'Matirin. But I don't want to get into all that. Even if you hold Kai Gavin Lo Tiknu, I think you could still explain that Dov Sheish L'Matirin might apply to Safek Drabanan, because you might simply say that it's not really a Safek, because you can wait it out. So maybe it's not a Safek now, it's a matter of patience. That's an interesting question, too. But anyway, in any case. Having said all of that, so what about Svek Sveika? We know in Rove, Dov Sheish L'Matirin, Afilu Be'olot Labat. We know in Sveika Drabanan Lekula that it's a Machlokas. In the Gemara, and a machlokas how we paskin. And maybe it depends on how Sveika Drabanan Lekula works. But the Gemara should address this question. Does the Gemara address this question in Svek Sveika? Depends on the Girsos and the Gemara and how you read it, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, and so on. So what about that? Right? And that's, it seems like this Gemara might be saying that Svek Sveika, right, is going to be Asur because of the Dovr Sheish L'Matirin, or no? If the Girsa really was that it was a Svek Sveika of, let's say, Shtei Taruvios, then it would be Mutter, even though it is a Dovr Sheish L'Matirin. How could that be? Could it be that Svek Sveika is superior to Rov and not subject to Dovr Sheish L'Matirin? Such a thing possible? So that is exactly what the Rishonim debate. So the Rajba in Beitza and in Torah Sabayis says, yes, I think that's true. I think that's what's going on here. Heter gomor mashvinan lei. That's an interesting, that's an important language. The ain tzarach lahamtin. And then he adds, the ain adoma l'safek echad shol divrayim. Meaning safek drabanan lekula. The shari b'svek sveka b'shol Torah. Afilu hachi asik ravashi. Dabashesh l'matirin afilu safek drabanan asur. Hasam shiny the kibin did the suffik echad the connector b'shal Torah asur ela b'shum shum shal devrayim takel bo lahatib the suffik echad kol sheish tov shematir lo takel bo. What's he saying? Sveik drabanu lakula. There's no compelling objective reason to be makel, except that the subject matter, the stakes are drabanan. Right, and therefore, it's not heter gamor for sure, unless you were to say kai gabin lo tiknu. And therefore, it's subject to the din of Dov Sheish Lamatir and the Maskana of the Gemara of Ravashi. But Svek Sveka, that is a different story. Svek Sveka is Heter Gamor. And this is what the Rajma says repeatedly, also in Beitza. But the Ran, Alatar, and again, depending on your Girsa in the Gemara, you don't necessarily have to come to this conclusion. The Ran is Mistapik about it. In Shulchan Aruch, actually, there are two different deos about it. The other perspective, obviously, so again, if the other perspective was to limit Dov Sheish Lamatirin always to Taroves, Min Bimino, like sounds like in the Ran and the Darim, that would be one explanation. But then you have to say it doesn't apply to Sveka Dov and the Kula, it doesn't apply to Svek Sveka, and there would be other robes that it wouldn't apply to either. Even the Ran probably has to be understood in a more expansive way, but that's not our job right now. How could it be then that Svek Sveka, according to some Rishonim, is... what's this argument about? So the answer is, it seems to be exactly on this point. If Svek Sveka is not a latest Asafek, then there's no reason to wait. If Svek Sveka is a Safek, but there's a Hakra, then it's no different than Rove. If it's Bidin Rove, then it's certainly no different than Rove. If it's Bidin Sveik Rabban Lakula, then it's no different than Sveik Rabban Lakula. Okay? So basically, this argument seems to be very parallel with the Efshar Levarer argument. I'm suggesting that maybe Rashi and Tosis are arguing about Efshar Levarer, whether or not we say Sveik Sveika, parallel to the argument that we discussed the other day of the Balamor and Ramban and Rajba, whether or not in Rov we say, in a Rov with a Miut, with a Miut Hamatsui, do we say Ef Chilavara Tzarek Levare or not? Now again, our Mishnah is even a little bit worse, because it's not Ef Chilavara Bevadai, or even likely, it's just maybe Ef Chilavara. That doesn't bother me so much. That's a reason to draw the line, but the rationale that, well, if there are things you could do to make it, you know, not rely on a hachra, but get a vadai solution, matov, you should try. Right. It could be mechalik, but we also understand that there's something compelling to try. So basically, it's interesting in general, right, to try to coordinate the shitos of Sveka Drabana Lakula, Svek Sveka Rov Efshar Levarer, and Sveka Drabana Lakula, Svek Sveka Rov Dov Sheish Lamatirin. Okay, again, the Rav, a couple times I heard him speak about these topics, always just equated them across the board, assumed they were the same. And that's what I was referring to the other day, because he assumed either we're dealing with Hachra'os or Birurin. And for him, Birur meant the equivalent of Ein Leidus HaSafek. The problem with that is that some of the Rishonim don't always come out right. And some of the Poskim don't come out right. Meaning it seems that some were Mechalek between Efshar Levarer and Dov Sheish Lamatirin. And logically, we could also understand that there's a difference. There's a, you know, a pro and a con to each of these. Right. Efshar Levarer means you can really solve the problem. You can confront it and solve it in a different way. You know, it's compelling to have to, you know, to be able to do that, to get a vadai answer rather than a suffix answer. You know, on the other hand, you know, Dov Sheish Lamatirin, right, basically avoids the problem. Doesn't give you any answers, but basically tells you, right, that you don't have to take any risks, because you could avoid the problem. Right. Which of those is better? I mean, that they share a lot in common is clear. And in both cases, why do something misafek, you know, if you can avoid it? But in one case, because you're getting a badai solution, in the other case, because you're avoiding the problem. Right. So what I wanted to suggest was that maybe there are three levels, as I mentioned, and then there's also debates about which, you know, criteria applies to what. In other words, there are hachraos, where we acknowledge that a suffix still exists, although we're machria. And again, it's not a totally arbitrary hachra. It's hachra based on, you know, probability and so on, or factors that we understand. But we're not making any presumption or projection about the particular case. We're not saying this particular beitza is likely to be, you know, this or that. What we're saying is, you know, in 100 cases, 80 of them will be this way, and we're relying on that. But we're still acknowledging the presence of suffix. That's hachra. Birur basically says, we had a legitimate question. Even in retrospect, we have a legitimate question, right? But we're satisfied that the process is not only allowing us to move forward and avoid paralysis, but is also solving or reconstructing the problem sufficiently. That's birur. And lack of latest asafek says, you know what, when you consider the problem and the proportions of the problem, it doesn't qualify as a legitimate, consequential halachic question. Which doesn't mean there can't be an issue, but it means is prove it to me. The default, the onus of there being a problem is to demonstrate that there is one. Crossing the street, right, is safe, right? That accidents occasionally tragically happen is true, but until it happens, we don't say 98% you'll get to the other side. Okay. So it could be that Dov Sheish Lamatir, and according to some Rishonim, depend on the question of, you know, anything less than Leitas HaSafek, or for others it depends on anything less than Birur. And the same problem with Efshar Levarer, and that might help us to square some of the conflicting. But that's not our problem at the moment. Okay. Getting back to the main issue, so the question of Svek Sveka and how it stacks up against Rove and Sveka Drabban and Lekula is played out in Dover Sheish L'Matirin, is played out in Efshar Levarer. It's played out in other things too. That's what I wanted you to look at the Rajba, if you got a chance, in the Tshuva, famous one. Chelek Aleph Simin Tuf Aleph. Okay, Shlomo, did you get a chance?
Yeah.
Okay, what does he talk about there? It's like a perfect setup, that Rajba.
Right, so he talks about questions. Right, so he talks about
what's the legal issue that he discusses?
Suffolk versus Rove.
Well, I mean, that's what part of the analysis is, but what's he interested in? He wants to know what is the din of Svek Sveka in the following circumstance.
Right.
Not Efshar Levarer, not Dover Sheish L'Matirin, but... Excellent. The Mokom is Kazak Isura. Let's say you have a Chazak on the other side. Right? Now that, of course, is always an interesting... We'll get to that later in Ksuvis. That's partly what the Ra'o was saying, right? Ra'o was saying, oh, this isn't really a Safek, because it's the Chazakah solves the problem. Right? Cheskas Heter, Cheskas Isur. So what happens when you have a Rove against the Chazakah? So what's the rule generally, David? What's the rule when you have a Rove against Chazakah? Usually, because there are a lot of exceptions and they all need to be explained, but what's the general principle? Ruba Chazakah, Ruba Adif. Correct. Right? Then you get to the whole Rameir and the Chachamim, like Smoch, Miyuta, the Chazakah, the Itra, Le Ruba. Right? You know, that's when we get to all the warfare, you know, descriptions. Anyways. The point is Ruba Chazaka Rubanda. If a Rove wins, Keneged is Chazak Yisura. So the Rajba sets it up perfectly. How so, Shlomo? He says, Rove beats is Chazak Yisura. Sveka Drabanan Lekula. What do you say about that? Keneged is Chazak Yisura. Is Lekula or not? Right, it's just a perfect, yeah, it's right. Svek svek of a kaimel and the mutter. Im no mar kena for the mokam eskazik yisur of lai. Dim tomar mutter, manas alos a shomer per kol marvin, Safek drabanan lekula, but a kenegan skazaki sur is lechumra. Okay? Bim tomar asur means svek sveka. Tritzli hadarmin in the parakamidic suvis, the kill svek sveka mirov, the rov, enomatir biyuchsin, the svek sveka matir, the beshchita matir. So the setup is just perfect. I mean, the Rajba is thinking, or we're hopefully thinking, the way the Rajba is thinking. The Rajba says, listen, we don't have any clear evidence about Sveika, Sveika, Kenegan, and Skazaki Surah, but we do know that Rove works. We know Sveika Drabanan doesn't work, right? And we also have some evidence that Sveika, Sveika is more effective than Rove, Legabe Yuchsin. They need Tre Rubi, that's later on in the first parak, and Tre Rubi is necessary, but Sveika, Sveika is good too. So Sveika, Sveika is better than one Rove. So if Rove beats out Kazaka, then Sveika, Sveika should beat out Kazaka as well. Okay, so right off the bat, right, we might say, well, if you hold like the Ra'ah or the Chef Schweitzer's view of the Rambam, now this is based on Sveik Sveik, Sveik is Sveik and Rabbanim with Kula, right, so then it's not going to work against the Skazak Yisur, if the Rajba's right, that generally speaking, Sveik and Rabbanim doesn't work against the Skazak Yisur, right? On the other hand, if you take the view like the Chef Schweitzer likes his reading of this Rajba, and this is the famous Pnei Yehoshua as well, Pnei Yehoshua, Daf Tesla and Aleph, asks, Tesla and Beis, Tosis on Teson Beis, which we'll again leave mostly for then, but we'll just mention now. Tosis seems to say in the same Gemara that Tosis is quoting that you'll be gove, the isho will be gove ksuva based on svek sveka. Right, this is the Tosis here on Tes Amud Beis. Right, the Gemara here says ila meisiv la ksuva neisiv la. Elalosrolov with the katoin taina. My love, the katoin taina is pesach pasuach. Right, that's part of the Shakavataria that Tosis is quoting. Lo, the katoin taina is dumb. Fine. So Tosis here, Dermasko ila mesav loksuva. Points out that svek sveka seems to be enough to be motzi ksuva. So the Rajba and the Ritva on Tesla and Aleph disagree. They say Svek Sveka cannot be Motzi Iksuva. The Achronim all bothered by this Tosis. Pnei Yehoshua is the one who gets quoted a lot on this. Says, I don't understand. Don't we have a rule that Ein Hochem B'Mamon Achar Arov? If Ein Hochem B'Mamon Achar Arov, you can't be motzi mamon achar rov, then who adin svek sveka, right? That's a Pnei Yehoshua's question. So of course, again, that is a question which is based on several assumptions. Number one, that there really is such a rule that ein hochem b'mamon achar harov. Right? We'll discuss it more in Tesla Manala, but just, you know, even for the sake of basic information, there is such a klal, there is such a statement in the Gemara, which appears in a number of places. But the Bali Tosis already debate whether or not that's the exception or that's the rule. Now, that's only in a Rov Garua, or that's, you know, always true, unless you have a fantastic Rov or some other din. Tosis in Sanhedrin of Gimel and Aleph talks about a Bezin. You have a Bezin, Dini Mamunus or Dini Nefashos always works on the basis of Rov, right? So Tosa says, how can you kill with a rove? How can you be motzi mamun with a rove? Ein hochem b'mamun achar rove. That's Tosa's question in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel, and also in Bava Kamma, and Daf Chav Zayin. If you look at the Tosa in the different places, they give different answers. So some of the answers, in Achanami and Shiny Sanhedrin, that's already Ruba Kekula, that's a Din Vadai, or that's Kalach Bezdin, whatever, not for right now. But the rule really is, Ein hochem b'mamun achar rove. That's the assumption that Pnei Yehoshua is working with. So if that's true, why is Svek Svek any better? Tosis in Bava Kamma says, no, the real rule is Hochem B'mamun Achar Rov. That's what's going on in Sanhedrin. If you happen to have a Rov Garua, like what they're talking about in Bava Kamma and Bava Basra, that's a Rov Garua, meaning it's only conventional, it's not natural, or the numbers are lower, whatever Rov Garua means. And then the question doesn't get off the ground. Right. But basically, the Pnei-Yehoshua's question is based on the assumption that Stek-Steka is equivalent but no better than Rov. And Tosas is either agreeing but has a different view on Rov, or Aliba that Tosas, or Tosas saying, in Akhanami, Stek-Steka is better than Rov. Now this Rajba basically is saying, you know, maybe is Stek-Steka effective negative Chazak Yisro? Well, Rov is, and Stek-Steka is better than Rov. He's not proving it from here, but he's proving it from Yuchsin. That's another example, right? In Yuchsin, Stek-Steka works. And Rov doesn't. Now, again, that might be only a Dindrabanan. It's hard to know how definitive that is. But basically, what all the Rishonim are doing, whether it's the Chuvas HaRajbo, or the Pnei Yehoshua, or the, you know, the... You know, the Rishonim about Davar Sheish L'Matirin, or Ef Shalavar, what they're all doing is trying to place Svek Sveka in the framework of Sveka Darabanan Lekula, right? Safik Daraisa L'Chumra, Rov, Chazaka, Svek Sveka. And this is the setup of the Rajba. So the Rajba ends up saying, second. Like, what is the Hagdara of this Chazak Yisro? But that's not for us right now. Me'ata nizbar ikra shela da'afilu b'nis Chazak Yisro matirin svek sveka teidalach da svek sveka adayin. I can't read mine. Kirov? What does it really say there?
Kirov.
Kirov. The Efshar, keep going, Shlomo.
Efshar da'alam hitriyotimim.
The Olim?
The Olim.
Okay, I'm missing. I thought it was Olim. For some reason, I have the old version of the Raj before they corrected it. I don't know. He's missing a Lamed, which makes it hard to read. The Efsha, the Olim, hetero yosemirov. Right? Go ahead. What he mentioned in the Shela. The Kivin Shekain. Yeah. Keep going. But if mistapik, do we say that only in Svek Svek Ali De Shteta Roves?
Right.
Or Afilu Shalom Amokam Shteta, that's what he gets into, that other issue that he discusses. That Safik Acha Begut, Safik Acha B'Taroves. Okay. Is there anything else that has to be read here? Just one second. Okay, good. Yeah. So what does the Rajba mean? So the way that the Shev Shmaitza and the Pnei Yehoshua, they all quote this Rajba to say that Sveik Sveika is Midin Composite Rov. But the truth is that the Rajba in Beitza and in Torah Sabayis says clearly that it's more than a rov, because he explains that there's no Dav Sheish L'Matirin. He basically says there's no Leidus HaSafek. So, in light of that, I think it's very easy to reread the Tshuva of the Rajba. Right? The Rajba is not saying it's a stronger rov. What he's saying is, Svek Sveka is not worse in its power than rov. But not that it's Midin Rov, but a stronger rov. Right? Because Rov is either Machria or maybe it's Mevarer. As it happens, the Rajba against the Ra'ah holds that in Efshel Levarer, when it comes to a regular Rov with a regular Miut, Tzarech Levarer. Right? But Svek Sveka, as he says in Torah Sabayis, is lack of Leidus HaSafek. Okay. Anyways, this question of how you understand Svek Sveka affects many other issues. Again, we'll get back to the question of ksuva, whether it's typical mamon. We'll leave that for daftes, and also the question of safek acha beguf, safek acha b'taroves. I should just mention that another big issue in Svek Sveka is the issue that Bali Tosis may believe in, but certainly the Shach made particularly famous, that whether or not Svek Sveka needs to be besvekos hamishapchos. In other words, when you define a Svek Sveka, it's only if you can go in both directions. If you only get a Svek Sveka, if you go in one direction, that's not a Svek Sveka. Okay, that's another big issue. In general, let's say you had you know, if you were able to disentangle Svexfeka from Rove, you'd have some interesting test cases, as I mentioned. And that in two directions. Sometimes you can have Svexfeka when there isn't a Rove composite, right? I mean, if they're not Sveko Sashokol, you can, you know, have something like 55-45 or even 50-50. Probably can't have Svexfeka when it's a minority, but you can have something which could be less than a regular Rove, you know, and still a Svexfeka. That might be an interesting question to test. And certainly in the other direction, as we already mentioned, as even if you have the higher percentage, the idea that we're dealing with a composite Rove, that you're putting the two together and they're not integrated, and therefore you have to deal with the question, why aren't you solving each problem separately and saying, oh, l'chumra here, l'chumra there, two chumras do not a kula make, right? That's the and that's the solution to people who are suggesting that Svexfeka is simply wrong. Yeah, you have a question? Yeah.
I assume that Rabbi Buzan speaks of the Lashba, that Buzan says that Eshel by itself regarded by Svexfeka, because it's not, there's no, it's a suffix, it's a bureau that creates Hector Gamor, but there still is a label system.
What's that?
Would you have to be Mevarer?
No, there's no need to be Mevarer in Svexfeka. The question is, again, you still might be Mechalik between Svexfeka, between Efshel Levar and Dov Sheshel Matir. But the Raj was explaining why there's no Dov Sheshel Matir in Svexfeka, even though there is in Rove. What he's saying is, in Rove, in the end of the day, you don't want to rely on the Rove because you can wait it out. But in Svexfeka, you're not relying on the Svexfeka. There's just no Safek.
Isn't the Raj for the passing, like, Efshel Levar itself, Levar by Svexfeka?
No, that's about Rove. That's my focus about Rove.
Oh, he
in Shulchan Aruch, there are different days. What about Svexfeka? I'm not sure what the Rajpa's view is on that. If he does, I would still have my. I said there are some discrepancies in Rishonim and in, certainly in Poskim, which is why I'm trying to open up, you know, three levels instead of two. In other words, Makamim is a Safek, Mevar, Makriya. But for the Rajpa himself, I don't. As far as I'm aware, there's no problem. There's no issue with that. Okay. So. If this is the case, then one could also revisit another point in Rashi. Okay. That other point in Rashi to revisit, let me just make sure I didn't leave anything out of what I wanted to speak about. One second. Come on. Two other points I wanted to get back to. One is the Meiri, right? So the machlokas between the Meiri and the Rajba, or the Meiri and the Anashita that he quotes. Let's say you have a Svexfeka, but it's undermined by one of her titans. And let's say the issue isn't psychologically, but otherwise. Like the comment, Lo gara mishtikasa. So I think that's a really interesting question. Again, to know what to do with it, we'd have to have evidence what happens in parallel in Roman and Chazaka, which is an issue that actually gets played out a little bit towards the end of the first parak of Ksuvas. I'm not sure if we'll get to the Bari V'Shema Sugis and so on. But this is an interesting question. You have a Svexfeka, right? But if you put the Svexfeka together with her Taina, you don't really have a Svexfeka anymore. So possibly the issue is, to what extent, right, is her Taina relevant, right, to the Machriya or the Mevarer here. So what you might say is, if the point is that Svexfeka simply no latest has Safek, so it has nothing to do with her Taina. That's something that we're assessing. Right? If it was, oh, there's a Safek, we're trying to be Mevarer, it's a court case, you know, the Taina has to be Mitzurav to the Machriya, or at least to the Mevarer. To be Mevarer, who's telling the truth. Right? So then, unless you take the Rajba's view of the psychological point, which I think has a lot of merit too, then, you know, what do you mean when you say, you know, her Taina can't be worse than her Shtika? Like, is that true also in Rove? Well, in Rove, you could also say it's Midin, Black Lens, or something, if you hold that way. What I'm saying is this about a Bezdin's determination or decision who's making the truth, or just saying there's not enough evidence for us to even open a file? if there's not enough evidence for us to even open the file, right, then perhaps her comments are irrelevant. Okay, that's number one. Now let's get back to Rashi. So we asked the question, according to Rashi, this whole mahalak is to suggest that maybe Tosfos and Rashi are debating whether Sveika, the Mokom She Safek Efshar Levarer, again it's one notch a little bit down, that's in the same direction, is Chayiv Levarer or not, right? So we pointed out, but first day of Tosfos, and Rashi himself on the Testament base, seems to say that, seems to interpret the Gemara of Abaya in Testament base, that if we were to agree, right, that the person is not a baki to say Pesach Pasuach, right, that then we would not go to Beis Din and have them open up a file and try to be Mavar and Motzi Shame and so on. And we ask the question, well, right, why not? If the whole point is that Kol She'efshar Levarer, Sex Fake is a Kula, right? But we're saying if there's any possibility of Biur, do it. So what difference does it make whether or not the percentages are unlikely that there's a problem because of a double suffix, right? Or throw into the mix the possibility that he doesn't even know what he's talking about, that he didn't see what he thought he saw. It's still a possibility that he saw what he thought he saw, right? Why should that matter, is what I'm asking. That's question... That I wanted to deal with. So I think the answer is now quite clear. And that is, if the Hagdara here is whether there's a latest a Safek, right, so you might be Mechalek between different types of Sfekos. Now, if the Sfekos and Svek Sveka are the scenarios that you have to put together in order for there to be an Iser and therefore a Chashash, and therefore a file, and so on and so forth. You know, you might be very liberal about that. You know, what are the circumstances that have to converge here? But the credibility of the Toein, who brings us to our attention, his ability to know what he's seeing, as opposed to say, you know what, I don't know anything, but, you know, who knows? Right, is that a latest suffix and basis to open a file in Beis Din and possibly to besmirch this woman? In other words, if there's no, what the Gemara is saying is, the way that first day of Tosfos is reading Rashi, and I think Rashi and Tosfos base, you know, says this, is, right, there are really two dinim. One is that in the situation where you have Safek Echad, right, then Shavya Nafsha, Chaticha Di Isura, right, will apply if he's the source of the Safek, but only if he's a baki. That's the Gemara in Daf Tesa Amud Aleph. Right? And then the Gemara is bringing a raya from the Mishnah. But the Mishnah's not talking about that. It's not talking about Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Isura. And the Mishnah's not talking about Safek Echad. It's talking about Shnei Sveikos. That's the problem that Tosfos has. Right? So Tosfos says, and this kind of Rashi says it on Tesa Amud Beis, no. The common denominator is, do we believe him that he's sufficient baki? Do we even believe what he said? Right, so now we understand very well. In other words, for this to be Shavya Nafsha, right, we need that there should be some basis. I mean, he wants to be Oser, he wants to be Mischayev himself. Right, but he's not being Mischayev himself to have nothing to do with her. He's being Mischayev himself, right, on the contingency that, you know, that is a suffix lechumra, that she's a sota. But that can only really be taken seriously, even in terms of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Isura, right, if we at least think that he's in the ballpark, to have the suffix. Similarly, right, if we're going to assume that Svek Sveka might still be enough of a latest suffix, but that's only going to be if he's a baki. Oh. So this will explain maybe something else that Patel brought to my attention. right? Which is, yeah, go ahead. Is he here? Oh, there he is, yeah. And that is that there seems to be a problem with Rashi in general, because Rashi himself, go ahead, you present it, and then we'll just explain what we came up with.
Rashi, seems to imply that a bachur is not a
right. I mean, he doesn't have he shouldn't have the experience, and therefore not the expertise, you know, to be a baki in Pesach Pasuach, right? So how does that fit in, right, with what Rashi says, or with how you read the Gemara in Tesum Aleph and Tesum Beis, and so on, right? So what does the Rajba say? And what about when do you need Bikiyus, which the Gemara implies? To be motzi, to be mafsid, the ksuba.
Yeah.
Right. So the Rav basically says, perusho perusho. You have language there in front of you? No. Okay, whatever. People can look it up. That's the Rajba in Tesum and Aleph we saw yesterday. Rajba says there's a problem in Rashi. There seems to be a stira. Obviously, Rashi's mechalek between Hefsed, Ksuva, and, you know, Lassar. I mean, it's not considered enough of a Baki if he's a Bachar to be Mafsed, Ksuva, but it is enough Lassar Allah, based on Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura. That seems to be correct in Rashi. That important comment. And then the Rajba says, Perush, the Perusho, what I think he really, really, really means is that he's not a baki at all, but it's Shavi, it's all based on Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura. Right? However, if you look at Rashi and Tesum Beis, that doesn't seem to be the case at all, because Rashi does make the connection that first Dan Tosas projected. Moreover, the Yeshiva Kubetzis on Tesum Beis also seems to not be comfortable, right, with rejecting his Bekiyas completely in that Rashi. So I think what's going on, not like the Rajba. Again, there's a huge chiddush in the Rajma, which again we'll talk about when we get to it, in Shavi Nafsha. That is, you can really have Shavi Nafsha Chaticha the Isura when the guy isn't saying Hineni Mischayev, Konem Ishti. He doesn't say that. Right? He just says Pesach Pesuach Matasi. Right? He's not Mischayev to the result. He's Mischayev to the result based on the process. So you can really have that if we don't really believe the foundation. We think he's not in a position to judge. There's a question in general. How subjective, right, is, and how objective need be, Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura? Okay, we'll talk about it when we get to it. I think there are different views. So when those of you here a couple of years ago, when we learned about Metzia, we talked about it on the Mominist side a little bit, right? Hodah Spaldin, Kenea Edim Dami, right? How much is Chaibus, how much Ned there, you know, the famous Marie Beirav, the Ksos. But it already in Rishonim, you have that in Shavi Nafsha, that's the same issue. Might be B'chalik, but that's the Iser side of what's in Mamon is Hodos Balit. So the Rajba's reading of Rashi, that you could have a Shavi Nafsha, which is based on something that we believe is totally not credible, is Mechudash, and important, but Mechudash. What I really think is happening in Rashi is something else. And that is that Rashi is going to tell us that there are two levels, meaning he might not be a baki, you know, to the point that you could be motzi mam. But we have to believe that there's credibility to his claim. Again, to be motzi mamon requires more than... In other words, for Rashi, what you really require is that there be enough expertise that there's leidus hasafek. If there's leidus hasafek, right, so then you can have Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. And you can have the takana of our Mishnah. It may not be enough to be motzi ksuva. Okay, so this is one whole perspective on Machlokas Rashi Tosos, that it's based on Sveikseika, and that's why I'm suggesting that Bikiyus, the Pesach Pasuach, is a different kind of issue entirely. That even Rashi would agree is Mach. I think there's another perspective, though, as well. So certainly, the Ran added another element to all this. David, what did the Ran say?
I didn't see.
What?
I did not see.
Didn't see the Ran? Shai?
The Ran
here on Mishnah, Dabbeis, and Aleph. What?
I didn't see the webcam.
Your chance to see it? I'll share it. Oh, David? Go ahead. You have it?
The guy on the riff?
Yeah, the one on the riff.
Yeah, so he says that Fitting does have an obligation to...
what does he add to the mix here?
Yeah, he seems to have to add an Fitting obligation or what the function of Fitting is in the
network. Exactly, that's one. That's the main thing, the most obvious thing that he says, and it's very important. And he also has a line here when he's explaining all that, which is just head-scratching in the beginning, but then seems to open it up. What do I mean by that? Which line, David?
Not sure, but I'll read one of the lines that I think.
Okay, that's fair enough. He likes Rashi, number one. Yeah. Right, that's good. Lean there into very Rashi. Go ahead.
There's a
what are you reading?
Maybe not.
No. What? I just didn't hear it. There wasn't a criticism.
Then he says that,
why do you go from the Kivan de Mehamdin on Lai?
Yeah, because the Kivan de Mehamdin on Lai, Kimlan de Badai Zinta. The Kivan Sheke, and Itrai, Badai de Badin, Ramay de Mekam, Allah de Mirta, Itakta, Bi Entakta.
Okay, stop for a second. So what do you think? First of all, Kivan de Mehamdin on Lai, right, means is what we're talking, meaning we have to believe that he knows a Pesach, or he sufficiently knows a Pesach Pasuach Matzasi when he sees one. That part for sure, right? Okay. But Kimlon de Vadai Zinsa, what do you think, what do you make of that? Is that an obvious line or a shocking line? Pretty shocking, because it's still a Svek Sveika. The circumstances are that she's innocent. So what do you mean, Kimlon Devadei Zinsa? Correct?
Yeah.
Then comes the next one. Vikim Shekain, as you said, you read. Itra Ai, right? Your accent's much better than mine. Go ahead. I mean, there's a Reisa. That's important. Vadai Roy. Vadai Yisrael, right? Go ahead. And then Elihu, go ahead. Elihu de Beidina.
Elihu de Beidina, Ramel Mekam ala de Mirta, Itachta, Ientachta.
Yeah. Yafagav, this is his. I understand you're going to tell me that she's. That it's fake Sveikas Lakula if we don't find evidence. So how is that Vadai Itra'i and Vadai Zinsa? Afagav.
Afagav, the Chilomish de Chesed, the Mirta, Shaya de Ba'ala, Mishum Taste.
Aval, im ita. So first of all, the last line, of course, is meaning if there's no credibility to his physical evidence, or we just don't believe him. Right, so not only should we not bother Bezin with this, Bezin should, you know, should give him a Musar Shmuz and send him on his way. I mean, he'd be Motzi Laz, right? I mean, the quality of that question, that's not just another suffix. Maybe he knows what he's seeing, maybe he doesn't. Maybe this happened, maybe, no. He doesn't know what he's seeing, he should just be quiet, or sufficiently know what he's seeing, right? But the main point in the Ran is he's introduced Bezdin, Elihu de Beidina Rami. Right? The Ran has formulated, in addition to Rashi, but it's beyond Rashi, a role for Bezdin. For Tosis has no role for Bezdin. Except, you know, to slap him on the back and say, do the right thing. Right? Because Sveik of the Raisa Lechumra. What does Bezdin have to do with it? Right? For Rashi, Bezin plays a role because it gets in the newspaper. For the Ran, not only does it get into the newspaper, it's their job to investigate and to put it in the newspaper. Why? They're still the same unlikely outcome that she's Muteres. Yisra'ai, Vadai, Zinsa. The answer is, I think there are several elements here. Basically, what we're saying is as follows. Something untoward happened here. She's not a regular Basula who had no experience. Right? The question isn't whether she's Asur or she's Mutter. Once the question is that something happened to her physically, that itself is a leitus hasafek. A leitus hasafek can be a function of the percentages sometimes, but what we saw in Bekius, the Pesach Pasuach, is sometimes you could have the percentages, but the quality of the safek isn't enough to justify a leitus hasafek either. That's in one direction, meaning he's not an expert, and it's only 50%. So from a 50% point of view, maybe it doesn't dilute the leitus hasafek, but that quality of 50% is a killer. But we're not going to take this seriously. Right? There's no foundation, A. Or B, it's motzi laz. Sometimes it can be in the other direction, too. Sometimes the numbers are still in favor of heter, but what makes it a leitus hasafek is the need to find out what happened here because it's something untoward. The untoward might end up being halachically innocent. Okay, but something happened here in the area of which shouldn't have happened. The chiddush of the rabbi, that's enough to create a leitus hasafek, or at least to create a leitus hasafek for Bezdin. So what is the role of Bezdin here? Right? Rami Ale Beidina. So I don't know if this is correct or not, this association. But that's why I wanted you to look at the Ramban in Parshas Ki Teitzeh. Right, Jonah, what did it say there?
About the fact that it's based in Mitzvah based in.
The Ramban keeps repeating in different to explain different things, right? Losia Kadesha Bibnos Yisrael, Los Yeah Kadesh is not, like most Rishonim interpret, referring to the Isra, the Maisa Veira. It refers to Bezdin's obligation, right, in this area. Bezdin has a special, according to the Ramban, what emerges from the Pasuk is that in addition to their other roles, Bezdin is the czar, they're the policemen, right? It's under their portfolio to make sure about Kaddish and Kadesha. Just Kaddish and Kadesha or Kedushas Ishus? Hard to know. But either way, we have a Rami Alayu de Beidina in the Arevishas. Now, if we take the view, just one more second, that I said, that I tried to explain Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael de Chupa v'Kiddushin, including the Geirus aspect, which is that Ishus isn't just an area in Halacha. Ishus is a component of real Kiddushas Yisrael. The idea that Bezdin would have some special additional responsibility here, this is something for Bezdin. It would make a lot of sense. Either way, I don't know if you don't need to say all these things. I think all these things are sayable. But let me just add another thing, which again, it works without it, and if it's true, then maybe you don't need some of the other things. But I mentioned in other occasions, that even though we generally have dine safek, again, sometimes you have a situation where you need a vadai. We talked about that today, right? Svekin Arbanu Lekula, if it's a din vadai, because kai gabna lo tiknu, or certain daraisa situation, we say like a safek mamzer, right, is vadai mutter. Right? That seems like what the Gemara in Kiddushin seems to say. Right? Certain cases, safek mamzer. Other times they have the opposite. I gave the example of even on a drabbanan level of demai and bedikas chametz, sometimes even a safek or ashem tali or maybe katas olas ha'ofa bala safek, where a safek is a chiyuv a chalos and it's a chiyuv badai. Right. So I always like to quote the Ramban again in the beginning of Chulin. Ramban talks about a certain case there. He says a certain case of truma. He says, why don't you just apply the rule of safek tuma b'rshus harabim tahar? We have rules, safek tuma b'rshus harabim tahar. So in a particular case regarding the question of taras truma and kadshim, he says, say safek tuma b'rshus harabim tahar. So Ramban says, a klal. Whenever the Torah speaks about a certain iser and says ushmartem, or tishmeru, right? The din of safek versus arabim tahar doesn't apply. Meaning, because the Torah basically said, that you have to be vigilant in this particular thing, and the standards are higher. So suffake is unacceptable. Right? That's kind of what we find in some applications in chametz. Right? It says b'shmeres trumosai, says the Ramban. So for truma, suffek tumbr shesarabim is not tahar. You have to do better than that. You can't even bali de suffek. So what I'm suggesting, the vaday zinsa here, vaday israi, doesn't mean that we've changed the percentages on the likelihood that there's an isra sota. What we mean is there's something to investigate. There's a reyesa. There's a latest a suffek. Separate from the percentages, B, Rami alei de beidina. That in two senses. Number one, some Rishonim understand this to be, you know, we have a concept zilusa de beidina. We're worried about zilusa de beidina. Generally, it's understood in a more pragmatic way. You know, when things have to do with Bezdin, you have to also worry about Bezdin's reputation. That's why when you have a chil Hashem, right, that's nogeya to Rabbanim or Bezdin, it's particularly worse because, in addition to everything else, that level of trust is part of the problem of zilusa de beidina. People have to have confidence in the Bezdin system. In that sense, right, kol de rami alei de beidina, well, once Bezdin gets its hands on a problem, you bring it to Bezdin, it's possible that the regular dine, leidas asafek, you know, it's not enough for, once Bezdin has it, and especially there's a physical dimension to it, Israi, because we believe the physical report, Pesach Pasuach, Rami Alei de Beidina. But Nosaf Lekach, what I'm saying is that Zilusa de Beidina is about the standards of Bezdin, not just the reputation of Bezdin. And in particular regarding Ishus, it also may be about this additional dimension of Bezdin as a watchdog in Ishus. Let me just give me one more comment. So maybe there's a kind of an equivalent of Shmira that's going on here, at least vis-a-vis these issues. Let me make one final point. So we asked the question, you know, this is the first Mishnah in Ksuvos, right? The day to get married, and maybe she was Mazana, and Tosa says, it's a chashash rachok. Oh. So maybe instead of seeing it in the negative, we should be seeing it in the positive. By which I mean, maybe all this is a kiyum in the ishus as well. I mean, what could be more undermining, right, than a situation where somebody has sveikos, right, on the about his marriage, right from the beginning? In a way, it's an unpleasant topic. But if you can design a wedding day which, right, not is, you know, constructed so that you'll be able to, you know, hang more people in the public square, but the other way. In other words, that when there really is some sort of a misunderstanding or suffix, Israel, something happened, that you'll be able to get to the bottom of it. Instead of telling these people, now, again, Tosus's version of it is Shaloteshev, you know, Kol Yemeim, right, Be'isar Sota. This isn't a one-time thing. They're going to be married at Birtz Hashem at Me'a V'Yasrin. So, this is a long-term concern. Tosus probably means it in a narrower way. What I'm suggesting is something a little different, and that is, okay, there's a Svek Sveka, and therefore there's no Isar Sota. Right? But his experience of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, as long as there's a credibility to that, or partial credibility to that, right, is Israel. He's thinking to himself, Zinsa. Right, maybe she hasn't. Maybe it was Ones. Maybe it was Ratzon. Maybe it was Tachtav. Maybe it was Shelo Tachtav. Right? The best thing you can do at this point is try to resolve this question the best way you can. You know, let the word go out. Let the chips fall where they may. At least, if nothing comes, if it's in the newspapers or in the Bezdin, or Bezdin close the file, or if you find out what really happened, right? That will be a kiyum in the Yishus. So in Achanami, it's a suffik rachok, the chashash of Znus. But in the end of the day, similar to Tosis's second answer, in the end of the day, what you really want, right, is to construct a wedding date which even solves these kind of problems, because they eat away and destroy the kiyum of Yishus. Interesting, the Meiri says, oh, maybe the reason is that the Prutzos will find out, you know, that, you know, sex sveka, etc. And they'll exploit it. So sheyetze bebezdin, and so on. Again, he's not exact. No one's saying exactly what I'm saying. What I'm suggesting is that in addition to Bezdin's responsibility, the objective greater Leidus HaSafek, you know, if not based on numbers, but based on the reconstruction and the stakos, what I'm saying, in addition to that, maybe the idea here is to create a day, right, which even though it defies the normal dinim of Hachra Safek, right, is intended, right, to build greater confidence into the Ishus. And if that's the case, then it's a good way to begin the Masechta, right? Because what we're saying is we want to pick a day which will get people past whatever difficulties in this regard. Then the Yom HaNisuin becomes something that's important. Come on, question. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. So that is what I wanted to say about the Mishnah. Okay. So for next time, on Sunday, we'll begin with the... first, we'll just go through the Shakavatari of the Gemara till Beis Amid Beis. Again, the two dots. We'll start with that. And then just briefly speak about Shaktu, because I think Shaktu, according to some Rishonim, works quite into this. But look at the Rishonim I mentioned on the Nistab Chasadeu. What is Nistab Chasadeu? Then we'll talk about Igiyaz Mambalo Nisu, and then we'll try to move more rapidly.